This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Here on Sin 90.7, and now we are joined on the line by Charlie Marshall, a local Melbourne singer-songwriter, is here to talk to us for the moment. Are you there, Charlie?
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, good
morning,
thanks,
Charlie.
Mate.
Hello.
Also, we'll just give you a little bit of a background for the listeners.
Yeah, so Charlie Maylard has been around the Melbourne music scene for quite a while now, as I believe, but you're a singer-songwriter, definitely a science enthusiast, we've heard, and is proud to launch a new album in June, just coming up in about a week's time, or week or so time, which is the accumulation of several years of intense musical experimentation in his concept laboratory, which I'm very excited to hear about. And is an album in the finest sense. The singular fusion of music, science, philosophy and politics, extolling the wonders of the universe and our urgent need to take better care of this planet. Yes, Charlie, I completely agree with you. So how are you this morning?
Good, I'm actually just on my way to work as a science teacher.
Oh, fantastic. So that's where your love of science and, I guess, the planet and everything comes from?
Yeah. I've been a science teacher for about the last 13 years. And, I love it. I'm a passionate science enthusiast.
Fantastic. So how does that kind of come out in the sound of your music then? The science and philosophy and the environment and everything like that. Like, how do you translate that to music?
Yeah, well, the sound's quite lush and cosmic and kind of a big sound, like the sound of the universe, you know. And the lyrics are about the wonders of the cosmos and the wonders of this planet and, how science can help us find out about those wonders and... And then, also reflecting on that, how, we got to take care of this place, because we're not doing such a good job in a lot of ways at the moment. And some of these wonders might not be around for our descendants, if we don't watch out.
Yeah, of course. Like, especially the Great Barrier Reef, I think that's probably the biggest issue that Australia is facing at the moment.
A genuine wonder. And, it's a bit appalling the way we're not really... recognising that and putting that as a higher priority,
That's interesting to hear, Charlie. So, as a teacher, I guess you've got a very, obviously it goes without saying, you've got a very important role to shape the minds of the next generation and of your students, and I'm guessing that some of this sort of stuff comes into play when you're teaching your students.
We as well as science, we teach about sustainability and reusing, recycling, and reducing, and all that. And the kids get it. I teach in primary schools, and so with the youngest kids, and they really get it.
Which
gives you hope for the future.
Are they fans of your music as well?
Not so many of them in primary school.
Yeah, it's probably more an older generation.
But when they find out, they go, "Oh, that's really cool." Yeah.
You're probably looking at probably not primary school students that are your biggest fans, I'm sure. But so tell us a little bit about the collaboration that you are going to be undertaking for the album launch with your band. So that was with. You've worked with them before, have you not? The Curious Minds?
Yeah, well, I've got quite a big band, because like I said, the sound's pretty big and different instrumentation. I'm really, big influence on me is the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson in particular, some of their orchestral sort of albums. And so, this launch, I think it's stretched out to a 12-piece band.
Wow. And what are some of the instruments that...
Technically speaking, it's just audio on me. It might be a little challenging, but, we're doing a lot of preparation to make sure it works. Because I normally have a six-piece band, but then I've got all the other people who played on the album, you know, because it is a launch, so you got to pull out all stops.
Yeah,
including Jack Howard from Hunters and Collectors, who luckily is just in the middle of his Midnight Oil tour. He's their big year-long tour. He's doing that with them, but luckily he's just in Melbourne at the moment. So
and he's taken the night off to come and help you bring in your new album. That's very exciting.
Yeah, so that's good. And I got this percussionist from Ghana, Kofi Kunkpe, who's wonderful because there's a lot of things like percussion and little detail on my album, which I love. That's why I call it my laboratory of song, where I work, you know. we get into the little detail that sometimes people don't concern themselves with so much when they're making music.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, Charlie. You do sort of mix the science-y sort of big themes, and I can understand.
Take a bit of a scientific approach to making the music as well as the content. Yeah,
absolutely. So how can I ask? How do you get these? I guess these big overarching topics, and I guess from a lyrical point of view, how do you sort of condense it down to a nice little song? These big issues.
Yeah. Well, it's like poetry, you know. It's just scientific flavoured poetry, and I've done, and it probably helps me. I've done a heap of reading. I mean, I love literature, but at some point I crossed over into non-fiction and just reading science books by great writers. So you know, that's where I get a lot of my ability to, you know, condense down possibly complex ideas into a sort of poetic sort of, you've got to take a certain angle on it, you know, like Einstein and relativity, a lot of people just go, ooh, what? but it's actually really poetic, a lot of the ideas, you know. I mean, he was a bit of a poet himself, Einstein.
Yeah, for sure, and it sounds like you're...
He played violin, he was a very good violinist.
Yeah, I did know that, actually. That's, so I guess you're tying together the two just like he did. But I want to hear a little bit more about your how you actually go about making the music after we play a song. So would you mind sticking around just to wrap up with us at the end?
We are joined on the line by Charlie Marshall, a Melbourne singer-songwriter who mixes big themes like science, the environment, philosophy into his music, and we do have him on the line. You still there, Charlie?
Yeah.
He's in the car park of his work. He's getting ready to go to school as a
science. You can hear the kids playing in the background here at Deer Park West Primary School, actually.
Well, give them say hello to them all and tell them that you're on the radio.
Tell them to listen to 90.7.
Yes.
On the radio, kids. Yep.
Good job. So, Charlie, before we were talking about, obviously, your album launch, but I just wanted to know a little bit more about how you actually, produce your own music. You mentioned you were very experimental as well and scientific in the way that you create the music itself.
The good thing these days is someone like me who's, you know, not very big or anything can make orchestral sort of albums because of the wonders of computers. You know, I can do a lot of it at home on the computer. I just record the basic band quite quickly in the studio and then I tinker with it at home, you know, adding little bits here and there.
So a lot of self-editing.
And get people coming one at a time and do it, yeah. Awesome. And then I handed it over to my friend Darren Seltman, who used to be in the Avalanches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
He actually played in a band with me back in the 90s, before he joined the Avalanches. And he mixed this album, and he's wonderful. He's amazing. He just understands about sounds. Because, you know, the Avalanches album had 10,000 samples on it or something.
Yeah. So I think he knows his way around a sample or two. Yeah.
His laboratory is, you know, way bigger than mine.
So did you use many samples in your sort of music?
Not so much. It's more just, you know, actual real instruments. But I did use a few things like sounds of satellites and some I was looking up on the NASA website, and there's sounds of lightning storms on Jupiter.
Oh, wow.
And, interstellar plasma and this sort of thing, and some of them are mixed in here and there, yeah.
Right, that's so fascinating. Well, that's cool. I don't know what a satellite
would sound like.
Well, they don't just go peep, peep.
Oh, very good.
So tell us a little bit more about your earlier work, because I know you've been around the Melbourne music scene for quite some time now. How did it all kind of begin for you?
Well, I started back in the 80s, caught up in the excitement of new wave music, when that hit Melbourne. And I had a band called Harum Scarum, who was quite successful until we broke up just after we... becoming quite successful, unfortunately, because my brother was a singer and he left the band anyway. And then I was lucky enough to join forces with it's amazing. I played with some really people who've gone on to be very famous, fantastic musicians, whereas myself not doing so, but I've been lucky enough to play with a lot of people like that. Like, I joined forces with Warren Ellis and Jim White, who went on to form the Dirty Three, then Jim joined. Jim's been Nick Cave's right-hand man for the last 20 years, and so that was a great experience.
And sometimes fame's not all it's cracked up to be honest.
No.
But you're doing some amazing work at the moment. Did you want to?
We might just play a little sample of your song here, Charlie. Apologies, listeners, we haven't been able to get it up on the screen here. But here's a little sample that hopefully we'll press play on. It might not. Actually, you know what? I think after all this, it's probably not going to work, which is a darn shame. Unfortunately, we've had a couple of technical issues here in the studio.
Yeah,
but
our laboratory's not working today.
Not playing game. But if we do want to hear your music, Charlie, where should we go?
It's charliemarshall.com.au, and there's Spotify, and there's iTunes. It's everywhere.
On all
Google.
The platforms.
Look,
Google Charlie Marshall, and I'm sure you'll find
him.
Yes,
there's a lot that comes up.
There's plenty of stuff there.
But the album launch is on June 17, and that will be... we don't actually have the venue. What venue are you playing this at?
Spotted Mallard in Sydney Road, Brunswick.
Yep.
Brilliant. So if you would like to go and see Charlie... and his new album launch with The Curious Minds, please go and check out Spotted Mallard, and I'm sure you'll be able to see him there on the 17th of June.
But for now, thanks for joining us, Charlie, and I hope you have a nice day at school.
Yeah, better get off to it. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Bye.
See you, mate.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.